Michael, M-I-C-H-A-E-L, Simmons, S-I-M-M-O-N-S, 4/13/46. Today is 10/11/1. 78-year-old gentleman seen emergently because of increased tremor, increased chance of fall, difficulty with ambulation. Mr. Simmons is it's a 78-year-old gentleman currently in hospice with end-stage renal disease, hypertension, insomnia, constipation, depression, pain issues, and anxiety, period. Patient has a very colorful and extensive medication list, includes propranolol 10 milligram BID, Lortab 10-325 PRN for pain, Remeron 7.5 milligram at nighttime, 15 milligram in the morning, that needs to be evaluated, simvastatin 20 milligram a day, thiamine 100 milligram a day, singular 10 milligram a day, Effexor 75 milligram a day, gabapentin 100 milligram TID, lactulose 20 milligram once a day, Celexa 20 milligram a day, Losartan 50 milligram a day, Plavix 75 milligram a day, and Seroquel 25 milligram at bedtime. Period. He's single. He used to work construction under social. He used to drink heavily but never smoked. Period. He review of system. He's lost over 60 pounds per Lisa, his caregiver. He has trouble walking, and the trouble walking, it translates into shuffling gait when observed. Patient has tremors, especially with intent with movement. Patient also has issues and findings on exam consistent with Parkinsonism, which we'll get into in just a few minutes. Has difficulty walking, bowel and bladder incontinent, and is now requiring help with all ADL, period. Also, Lisa tells me that he's only eating maybe 25% of his food, hence the reason for the weight loss, but part of the reason is because he chokes frequently while he's eating. Surgery, no recent surgery reported. Also put down, has had frequent falls most recently. Allergen, unknown drug allergy. Family history is not known. Review of system we just talked about. Social we talked about. COVID immunization, not known. Recent flu immunization is up to date. His blood pressure 155 over 74, pulse 61, respirations 1802, side 94% on room air, heart positive, one positive, two lungs, bronchi, abdomen soft. Neck shows no JVD, skin shows no rash, muscle wasting, lower extremity noted. Neurological examination reveals cogwheel rigidity. Associated with tremors. With intentional tremors. Shuffling gait. Hand rolling effect, tail rolling effect. Rigidity, severe, stiffness, severe. Postural instability demonstrated in his shuffling gait. Of course, symptoms of aspiration. Oral mucosa's dry assessment, 78-year-old gentleman with renal failure now developed symptoms of Parkinsonism. Before he can be started on any medication, I recommend changing or cleaning up his medication. He most likely does not need both Seroquel and Remeron. That needs to be adjusted. But recommendation at this time would be a short course, a short trial of Senomet 25-100, 1 BID, then increase to 1 TID slowly after his medications have been streamlined, to better evaluate symptom relief as far as his activity level, his walking, his eating, his depression, his cognitive rigidity, and other associated symptoms related to Parkinsonism are concerned. This was discussed with nurse at hospice. Thank you.